Well, hey everybody, it's Josh Erickson here, and I am excited to welcome you to the Park Ridge Presbyterian Church online worship service. We are so honored to be spending this time with you whenever you might be enjoying and participating in this service. And like we say often, please know we're so grateful that you've decided to invest the time and focus to be a part of this online experience together. So we're continuing our exploration of what it means to be inspired by God, to live out our faith in new ways. And today we're gonna talk about what it looks like to make sure that God's dream comes true for all people. Well, again, thanks for joining us, and we hope our time together is a blessing to you. So as of the recording of this online service, we have been going through the summer of 2026, and specifically over the last couple weeks, we've had a heat wave of serious proportion, and also have been experiencing smoke conditions here in Chicagoland that are a product of the Canadian wildfires. Now, I bring up those two things because I want to illustrate that there are problems and challenges that people are facing that are both created by individuals and are also a product of circumstances beyond our control. The other night, my wife and I were talking about how many different places and challenges people are facing around the world, how much stress people are under, how many systems seem to be maxed out, how many concerns we have about this, that, and the other thing. Thinking about the future for our kids and thinking about the future for all of us, really. All of this got me thinking about how much this is not how God wants so many things to be. That when we talk about all these things, it gives us a glimpse of, I think, the ways that God's heart breaks for us in our world today. And when we think about the way that God's heart breaks for us, it gives us a glimpse of what God doesn't want for us. Now, it's not where we want to dwell on what God doesn't want, but what we should focus on is that it helps us get a glimpse of what God does want for us. Because in the midst of the brokenness, in the midst of the sin, in the midst of the struggle of our world, we see where God wants us to be active and how God wants us to be inspired to put our faith on display through bringing about hope and justice for all. Now, this is a hallmark of the Christian faith that some people aren't always familiar with. In America, sometimes we see our faith as just a personal thing. Sometimes we see faith as just a thing between us and the people we know. But there's a very important part of our faith and the long history of Christian faith and the Jewish faith that followed before that was about justice for all and about loving people that we don't know and caring about them. And this is something that is rooted in who God is. God is a God who is just, God is a God who is kind, and God is a God who is actually very humble. And because God is all those things, that's exactly who Jesus was. And we are trying to be like Jesus, right? If you're a Christian, that means you're trying to live a faith, have a life that is filled with the things that Jesus was all about. And one of the things that Jesus was all about was making sure that people had freedom, that they were released from the things that hold them captive, and that they were able to have a vision and sight and no longer were blind. Now, when we think about where this is rooted in our faith, this is rooted in that. There's another place in the scriptures where I want to bring us to help us get a better glimpse of what this looks like also. Now, there's an Old Testament prophet, and there's a book called Micah that is one of the minor prophets. And in the book of Micah, there's a very famous passage that is Micah 6:8. And the specific quote is people asking, what does God require of us? And the answer is, God wants us to do justice, to love kindness, and walk humbly with God. Now, let me give you a bit of context about that particular verse, because that's one of those verses that people think about and sometimes lift up without the context. Now, the book of Micah is very interesting, at least to Bible nerds like me. And one of the things that the Bible scholars will tell you is that it looks like Micah was written by two different people at two different times. Now, there's the first couple of chapters of Micah, chapters 1, 2, and 3, that were probably written by the person who is Micah. Now, Micah is an interesting name because what it means is who is Yahweh or who is the Lord? Who is like Yahweh or who is like the Lord? And in the first part of the book, it gives a glimpse of what the problems were in the 8th century BCE when Israel and Judah, the divided kingdoms at the time, were not doing what God hoped for them. Now, they were doing things like participating in bad leadership. They were making sure that the poor stayed poor, that the powerful were making the powerless less of people. They were getting conquered at different times because of some of their choices or because of global political circumstances. But Micah, at that time, what they thought was if they did these things that were so bad, that God was going to punish them by allowing them to be conquered. Now, we know that that's not how it works, right? We know that these things are just a product of our actions, our inactions, or geopolitical then or geopolitical now when these challenges fall on people. But what we see in the second part of Micah, I think, in chapters 4-7, is a reflection by the people after the fact of like, well, if that, what we went through, is what we're not supposed to do, what does it look like if we do what God wants us to do? And again, it's not going to get God to love us more, but it is going to help the world become a more just place. And the answer is to do that, is to do justice, love kindness, and to walk humbly with God, which means that the vision God has for us, God's dream come true in the world, is when we are people that are just, kind, and humble. Just as God is just, kind, and humble, just as Jesus is just, kind, and humble. Now, to unpack that a little further, Jesus would then speak about himself, right? He would say that he was the one who came to fulfill all these things and to make all these things true. And the way that Jesus would frame it up is that he came to proclaim release to the captives, sight for the blind, and freedom for the oppressed. And these are beautiful biblical ways of understanding what this looks like in our lives today as well. But they also are kind of religious talk, right? They're also ways that we say these things and like, oh yeah, that sounds good. Oh, I can do that. But then we're like, but what does that actually look like? Well, what that looks like is, first of all, it does mean that we want to make sure that the people we love experience God's freedom. The people that we know are free from the challenges as best we can. But it also means that we want to make sure that people we don't know, people that we are connected to in our interconnected global village that we really live in, that groups of people and individuals, someone and some ones, are also experiencing that as well. So that can be a lot of different things that we can be torn to or stuck with these days. When we think about things that we're captive to, there's economic systems that aren't good for people. There's war that isn't good for people. There are things like smartphones and social media that in moderation are fine, but we can become captive to. There's also, of course, medical issues that people have. There's economic pressures that people face individually. And these are the kinds of modern day things that we want to do something about for people so that they experience a just life, that they don't experience human suffering as much as they might, because human suffering is caused by insufferable people, and the people who are suffering don't deserve that. And the people like you and me who can do something about it are called to do that as best we can. Now, when we think about justice and we think about kindness and being humble, we also have to recognize that some of these things that we struggle with today are really beyond our control. Now, we have to acknowledge that because it means that we can't solve all the problems. But what we can do is do what we can do. And the way that we know what we can do is paying attention to what our heart breaks for. I've heard that phrase from Pastor Andy Stanley. I love it. It says, pay attention to what your heart breaks for, and that's what you're supposed to do something about. So when you think about the challenges that you face or the challenges that you know somebody faces or when you see it on the news or hear about it, I bet there's something that your heart breaks about. And that's the thing that God is probably calling you to do something about. That's the thing that you can do for one, which you wish you could do for all. Now, many people who are watching and listening to this have means. Now, that doesn't mean you are meant to do everything, but it means that you're meant to do something. So I want to encourage all of us to think about How do we put justice, kindness, and humility into action by asking, what can I do to help that one group of people that my heart breaks for? Maybe you're in a point of your life where you can't do a lot of hands-on service, but you can make a donation. Maybe you can make a donation and do hands-on service because you're in that stage. Maybe you're at a point where you have some experience in leadership or organizational leadership, and you want to get involved with that level of helping somebody out. When you do that, when you facilitate that work, you help people experience God's dream come true. And you live out your faith, and you are helping a just, kind, and humble world emerge. When we do that, we help people experience God's love. And guess what else happens? Is that when we take one step, we're inspired to take another. And when we take one more, the world changes more and more. One of the things that I hope that all of us can take comfort in is knowing that someday God will make all things right. But just because someday God will make all things right doesn't mean we don't capture today. And when we take today and the next day and the day after that in our lives and live out justice, live out kindness, and live out humility, we're living out our faith. We are living as inspired people that will then inspire others to do more of the same. And when I do what I'm called to do, and when you do what you're called to do, and when all of us do what we're all called to do, God's dream comes true. One that is freedom, one that all can see, and one where people have what they need. That's part of God's vision, God's dream, and that's what it looks like when we do justice, love kindness, and live humbly. Would you please pray with me? Holy God, we are grateful that you are a God who is with us, and that you're a God who is calling us to be kind, calling us to live lives that are just, calling us to be humble, and helping the world experience more of that. God, we know that we always don't come through in the ways you want us to, and we're grateful that you love us no matter what, but we're also grateful that you continue to call us to try to do better, to try to do more, and to do for one or some, which we wish we could do for all. God, we ask you help us to understand the difference between what we're supposed to do and somebody else is supposed to do. Help us to understand the difference between what we can control and what we can't control. And God, when we know all those things and when we see that together, help us indeed to live out our faith in inspiring ways. God, we ask that your Spirit continue to inspire us to take one step at a time to help your dream come true. We pray this in your name. Amen.